Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Five Red Lights Formula One podcast, a podcast focusing on all things Formula One and occasionally other things, if they're annoying me before I start recording. Please don't forget to rate this podcast where available and be sure to follow our social media at Five Red Lights Podcast on Instagram and at Five Red Lights F1 on Twitter. In this episode, I'm going to be previewing this weekend's Grand Prix at the Baku Street Circuit, which is, surprisingly enough, in Baku, in Azerbaijan. Baku first held a race in 2016, and it's been on the calendar every year since, apart from last year, but that wasn't really its fault, obviously, with the pandemic and that. Before it joined the calendar, there wasn't the most hope for it, and then in its short time on the calendar, it has actually produced some pretty decent races. You know, Lance Stroll managed to get a podium there in the Williams, which, you know, is a weird sentence to say. But yeah, it's where, you know, everyone's like, oh, thank you, Baku. But then again, in 2019, the race wasn't actually that good. So I'll talk about that first. Qualifying for the 2019 race was pretty business as usual, except this time, Bottas qualified ahead of Hamilton. And shockingly, Vettel qualified third in his Ferrari, what am I on about? And Verstappen qualified fourth in the Red Bull with his now teammate Perez behind him in fifth. And then Kvyat in sixth in the Toro Rosso, which, you know, fair enough. Norris seventh in the McLaren, eighth Giovinazzi in an Alfa, ninth Leclerc in a Ferrari, and tenth Sainz in a McLaren. To be fair to Charles, he didn't actually get to set a time in Q3 because he crashed into the wall. That's where that video of I am stupid, or whatever. I mean, he says that a lot, but the one from Baku, that's where that video comes from. And then, you know, with the odd safety car, Baku's known for quite a lot of overtakes. I think there was something like 62 overtakes in the first race, which wasn't bad considering, you know, street circuit, they weren't expecting much. However, the grid really didn't get shaken up that much. So if you remember, after qualifying, in positions 1 to 4, we had Bottas, Hamilton, Vettel and Verstappen. And after 51 laps, the final grid, the final finishing order was Bottas, Hamilton, Vettel, Verstappen. So not much changed there. To his credit, Leclerc did manage to fight up to 5th from 9th. So, you know, good for him. But with the pace that the Ferrari arguably had that weekend, you know, this was before they got caught cheating with their engine, especially with that massive straight, he could have maybe done more had he not crashed into the wall. Raikkonen, on the other hand, probably the most impressive, he managed to finish 10th after starting in the pit lane, and the other two drivers who started in the pit lane, Kubica and Gasly, well, Gasly didn't finish, and Kubica finished 2 laps down. Yes, Raikkonen did well to get to 10th, but I don't think Kubica should be judged too harshly for finishing 2 laps down, because the Williams didn't actually have a steering wheel that worked with his hand, and also it was an absolute dog. Perhaps one of the funnier moments from the race was when Ricciardo in his Renault reversed into Kvyat, eventually causing them both to retire. But anyway, yeah, no point rambling on about a race that was 2 years ago for much longer. Let's talk about this weekend. Now, because of that massive kilometre-long straight and the other straights and stuff on the track, it is quite a... Baku is quite a power heavy is the word, maybe. Powerful engines do better. It's not like Monaco where you can get away with maybe not as powerful engine because A, you can't overtake, and B, like top speed, all that stuff don't matter as much. Engines do matter around Baku, as was evidenced by Ferrari having a good performance there in 2019, when their engine was, well, officially not illegal, but everyone knows it was. So yeah, you would think that after Red Bull and Ferrari looking rather tasty in Monaco, that Mercedes would make a nice little comeback. However, luckily, because of the time zones and stuff, I'm recording this after we've already had first practice and second practice in Baku this year. And, well, Mercedes aren't looking particularly great. Just some comparisons. In practice one, Verstappen was first, Leclerc second, Sainz third, Perez 4th, Hamilton 7th, and Bottas 10th. And then it gets even worse when you look at P2 today. Perez P1, Verstappen P2, Sainz P3, Leclerc P4, Mercedes P11, basically Hamilton P11 and Bottas P16. Bottas slower than Vettel, Stroll, Raikkonen, Tsunoda, both the Alpines. So no, Mercedes aren't exactly, they would have hoped, they've had, let's face it, a terrible weekend in Monaco. Their worst weekend that most of us can remember for a long time, maybe back to Germany 2019. They've come out of that race and they're like, right, bloody hell, look, Hamilton's spat his dummy out, he's had a go at us, let's make sure we're back on it in Baku. And hopefully we should be, because they're both street circuits, but like, admit it, like, the characteristics of the tracks are completely different. However, in the Friday sessions, which admittedly, you know, you can't draw too much from free practice, but you can draw some conclusions, and they have been absolutely slapped around by Red Bull and Ferrari. Now, does that necessarily mean Red Bull and Ferrari will be that far ahead on Saturday and Sunday? Well, no, because Mercedes looked to be way off in pre-season testing and stuff, and in Boss and in Bahrain they ended up winning the race, etc, etc. So if anyone can pull back a gap, let's face it, it's going to be Mercedes. However, first and second practice do look rather tasty, and if Mercedes' absolutely terrible, uncharacteristic form carries on, we might get treated to an extended Red Bull stint at the top of the championship, which I am here for. And as the commentators have repeated every third sentence this weekend, the last time Red Bull led the championship, they won the championship. Admittedly, it was 8 years ago, but the point stands. However, I checked my phone recording this, and in an interview today, Bottas said there is something fundamentally wrong with the Mercedes, which either means they are going to put it P1 and P2 on Saturday, as they tend to do when they say they're in a tricky spot. However, I think this might be real this weekend. Both Mercedes men, this is from motorsport.com, both Mercedes men said their cars didn't feel terrible, but were simply not fast enough. Overall, balance is okay, they're just lacking in pace. Beautiful. We could be in for another nice weekend. I don't want to jinx it, so disclaimer, Mercedes might finish P1, P2, but it would be rather nice if it happened again, 2 weeks in a row. And, you know, they've been at the top for a long time. I do like to see Mercedes a bit embarrassed occasionally. But, yeah, that's enough about the top teams. Let's talk about the other end of the grid. Now, don't be too shocked when I say this. However, I personally think that Haas are going to be 19th and 20th. Or, you know, Baku, they love a crash at Baku. The equivalent of last and second to last. I don't think that's a shock. Like, if you look at the practice 2 results, Latifi came 20th, yes, but his car did turn itself off, so we'll let Latifi off for that. Interesting, Schumacher actually finished behind Mazepin, however I think he had an issue as well, and yeah, he did half as many laps. Russell was ahead of them both, so Russell 17th, Mazepin 18th, and there was a second between them. And yeah, that's the same gap between Russell and P13. So, you know, another crap weekend for Haas. That's not a surprise. They've given up on this season. Russell, P17. I mean, to be fair to him, 0.4 off a Mercedes in a Williams. If you look at it like that, you know, one place behind Bottas. Maybe he can pull it into Q2 again. I think he's been in Q2 most, if not all, races this year. I haven't written it down. That's just what I think. I think he's qualified like 15th every race, hasn't he? Let's go with that. So I won't be surprised to see him in Q2, but I don't think him being in 17th really shows the real pace of his car. Weird one. But yeah, back of the grid, Williams and Haas on the race day. Easy. Bottas is in 16th right now after practice 2. Let's just ignore that. If I had to make a prediction, I don't think Sonoda's ever actually driven here before, so I am going to say that Sonoda is going to be back down at the bottom of the field. However, Gasly loves a bit of Baku. He's in fifth, ahead of both Mercedes. So, you know, fair enough. 4/10 off Perez in P1. So, you know, I actually can't tell the AlphaTauri pace because there's such a difference between Leclerc and, Gasly and Sonoda. I can't tell if Gasly's outdriving the car, or if that's the real pace of the car and Sonoda's just underperforming. I guess when Sonoda gets more comfortable, we'll figure it out, because Sonoda's highly rated. Gasly, well, he was highly rated, but you know what I mean, he loves that car, so he could be outperforming it. Giovinazzi managed to finish in P7 in practice 2. However, I mean, both Alphas weren't spectacular in Monaco, so they'll probably fall down the order. I mean, they've got a habit of qualifying 11th and 12th, don't they? So they'll probably fall down the order. Alonso, P6, Ocon, P9 at the end of practice 2. I mean, Alpine are just all over the place this season, aren't they? Like, if I have a look at the practice 1, where did they finish? Ocon 16th, Alonso 9th. Yeah, so Alpine could realistically qualify anywhere from P6 to P17. It literally just, I don't know. Maybe Cyril has a curse on them. It could be anything. But yeah, it's looking like Alpine and Aston Martin. Aston Martin didn't have a particularly good day today. I think they finished like, 13th, 15th in practice 1. And then in practice 2, they were 14th, 15th. Yeah, so really, unless Alpine and Aston, I mean, to be fair, they did have a P5 in Monaco, Aston, but unless Alpine and Aston can pull something magical out of the bag in the next few races, their season is going to, it's a fight between them two. They are miles off McLaren and Ferrari, and I thought that McLaren and Ferrari fight was going to be close. The last two races, Ferrari have looked quite a bit ahead of McLaren. Maybe that's just flattering on street circuits, and you know, I am drawing these conclusions from free practice, it doesn't mean anything necessarily, but generally, you know, if Mercedes are that far out of position and Red Bull are at the top, you can normally draw some conclusions. So what I was trying to say before I got distracted, if the Alpines can have a good weekend, maybe they could still argue that they're fighting with McLaren and Ferrari. However, I think that they are really just kidding themselves. McLaren, on the other hand, I suppose they are kind of running one-legged because Ricciardo doesn't love that car right now. Norris did spin in practice, but I think that was more to do with the track than him. So if the Ferrari pace in practice is true pace and they do pull it out of the bag in quali, I would not be surprised to see them pull ahead potentially of McLaren in the constructors. However, I do think overall there are more tracks on the circuit that favour McLaren and Ferrari, so it could be a fight that goes right down to the end, like the fight we had the last two seasons between McLaren and Renault, which was right down to the end of the season again. But yeah, in terms of constructors, if I had to make a broad prediction for this weekend, I'm probably going to go Red Bull fastest, Ferrari second, McLaren third. Easy enough. I think that, oh no, not McLaren third. I can't tell. Mercedes or McLaren third, it depends. Because if the Mercedes is as bad as they're saying, I don't see why they couldn't be out-qualified by, well, let's be real, it's probably going to be Lando. And then, yeah, I mean, after that, it really doesn't matter. Now, anyway, I've rambled on for a decent amount of time. I'm going to make some predictions for this weekend. I normally do 3. I'm going to do 5 because I have more ideas than I normally do. So we're going to have a Verstappen win. There's going to be a Ferrari on the podium. One of the Mercedes, I'm not saying who, Bottas, isn't going to make it into Q3. I also predict that whenever Daniel Ricciardo is on screen, or at least every other time, Crofty is going to make his same latest of the late breakers, or you know what he loves, you know what I mean. He says it all the time. And for my 5th prediction, I think that video of the crash between Ricciardo and Verstappen in 2018 is going to be beaten within an inch of its life. It's going to be in all the pre-race warm-ups. They're going to show it to both drivers to try and rattle them, probably, and they'll probably show it during the race, like, you know, at the start of the race when they do their track thing, when they read out random facts from the country, where it's like, then this week we are in Baku, who are committing war crimes against these countries. But I mean, they probably won't say that. They're probably just gonna, you know, make some touristy references. But then they go around the track, they'll probably turn one. It's definitely going to be a video of that crash. But yeah, that last prediction was a bit vague. However, I think that they'll all probably, hopefully, happen. Mercedes probably will rag their way into Q3, but, you know, I'm hopeful. But anyway, I've rambled on for just over nearly 16 minutes. So thanks for listening. If you enjoyed it, please rate where possible. Don't forget to follow our social media at 5 Red Lights Podcast on Instagram and at 5 Red Lights F1 on Twitter. A review of this Grand Prix will be released on Tuesday. I didn't release a Monaco review, I'll admit, because, well, there wasn't too much to talk about. It had been about 4 minutes of me going, yes, Max is in the championship lead, and then that would have been it. But I wasn't in an exam, so I let myself off. I've just found out, unfortunately, that the Singapore Grand Prix looks set to be cancelled, which is a shame. But yeah, anyway, cheers again. It should be a good race on Sunday. Red Bull do look decent, Ferrari look decent, Mercedes look naff. That's normally the recipe for a good weekend. But yeah, goodbye.